Hey, welcome to the Carol Remarks Podcast. My name is Carol, and this is where I host my remarks on glamour, pop culture, and front page news. Let's get right to it. Oh, happy day. It's Thursday. Welcome, everyone. I put out on Twitter last night that I'm going to be speaking today in front of the city council today. A few of us are from Moms of Liberty, Moms for Liberty, Moms of Liberty, to talk about our library situation and the book. So I'm going to go ahead and share my talk with you, my speech, whatever. We have 3 minutes. And so you have to tell your name and where you live and all that stuff. So this is how it's going to go. Good evening. My name is Carol Marks. I live in district so-and-so. And my address is on file. Thank you for being here to listen to our concerns. When I was growing up, my mother was an avid reader. We were at the library what seemed every other day, which also meant I spent most of my impressionable age in the children's section of the library. Looking back on my memories of those times, I can't imagine now as an adult that the child version of myself would come across books like the following titles. I will list three of them here tonight. The first one is called When Aiden Became a Brother. This book is recommended for ages 4 to 8 years. The first line of this book reads, "When Aiden was born, everyone thought he was a girl. This is a picture book in our library system." Or the second one, "It Feels Good to Be Yourself. This picture book introduces the concept of gender identity to young children." Again, the age range is 4 to 8 years old. Or this last one, "Being You, a Conversation About Gender," recommended for children 2 to 5 years of age. You should look up the authors of this last book, Dr. Megan Madison and Jessica Raleigh, and read about their backgrounds, which are steeped in radical activism. I hope you see what is happening here with just this small sampling of titles. Persuasion, brainwashing, instruction, training, or indoctrination as most of us know it. In recent years, there has been a growing trend in libraries to prominently display transgender books for children in their collections. While providing a diverse range of literature for all readers is important, there are valid concerns about appropriateness of making these books easily accessible to young children. Children do not need to be exposed to such complex topics or lies. They are still vulnerable and learning things all of the time. This topic should not be shoved onto them at such an early age. Ask yourself why certain groups want young children exposed to this material. Introducing them to books on transgender themes may confuse or even disturb them, leading to unnecessary anxiety or feelings of discomfort and confusion, and may even frighten them. Parents and grandparents should have the ultimate say in what their children are exposed to and be able to make informed decisions about what is appropriate for their family. By having transgender books for the kids on full display, libraries are overstepping their boundaries and infringing on parental rights to decide what is best for their children. That's the end. Thank you for letting me be here tonight. Okay, so that's pretty tame. And as I have been reading about this and studying it and writing my little 3-minute speech, I've come to the conclusion that I don't want these books in the library at all. Because, let's face it, they're lies. Why do these people insist on pushing this on children? Why? I don't understand. I need an answer to that. It's wrong. I guess I'm confused because I know the truth. You know the truth. There is a man and there is woman. You cannot change your sex. And this whole use of the word term gender is just misinformation, quite frankly. You cannot change your sex. Men do not have vaginas. Men do not have periods. Men cannot have children. Women don't have penises. Basic facts here. And I'm tired of all of this nonsense. It's not just nonsense. It's pure evilness that we are hurting our children here in the United States. Look around the other countries in the world. They do not do what we are doing. We are in full steam ahead with our, with this is, where is everybody standing up? I'm going to share a video out on X again of Kelly J. Keen. I was able to capture like 30, 40 seconds of her, of this one video that she did, and it encapsulates everything that is, you know, where is everybody standing up? Everybody was supposed to stand up and tell the truth, but everybody's no, fuck it. We'll just, whatever. This is wrong. So this is what I can do. I can stand up and say, this is wrong. I can stand up before my local city council and say no. That's what I can do. That's all I can do right now. All right. We are going to move on to something else, kind of. So the New York Times, I'm sure, hopefully you've seen this. The New York Times has come out with a new, well, they've reported on a new study bolsters idea of athletic differences between men and trans women. Wait, what? Between men and trans women? Oh, no. No. Okay, let's see what they have to say. I thought it said something else for a minute there. I thought it said new study bolsters idea of athletic differences between men and women. But trans women are men. So what they're trying to say is a new study bolsters idea of athletic differences between men and men. I swear, we've let this go too far. We've let it go too far. Research financed by International Olympic Committee introduced new data to this unsettled and fractious debate about bans on transgender athletes. A new study financed by the International Olympic Committee found that transgender female athletes showed greater hand grip strength, an indicator for overall muscle strength, but lower jumping ability, lung function, and relative cardiovascular fitness compared with women whose gender was assigned female at birth. Basically, they're saying that there is a difference between men and women. There is. That data, which also compared trans women with men, oh God, contradicted a broad claim often made by proponents of rules that bar transgender women from competing in women's sports. It also led the study's authors to caution against a rush to expand such policies, which already bar transgender athletes from a handful of Olympic sports. The study's most important finding, according to one of its authors, was that given physiological differences, trans women are not biological men. That's horseshit. Okay, you knew somebody was going to try to come up with a study about how men pretending to be women are really no different than women. This, y'all, this is nonsense. Do not believe this. I would like to see the source of this study. I mean, just because you're reporting it in the New York Times doesn't make it true. We all should know that by now. But people will glob onto this and say, look, see, a study, see? We need to stop this nonsense. It's ridiculous. And then here's a story. This is lovely, from The Hill. Hundreds of athletes urge the NCAA to not ban transgender athletes from women's college sports. What's wrong there in that sentence? From women's sports. Of course you don't see women pretending to be men compete in men's sports. Why? Because they can't do it. But we're going to allow men to participate in women's sports. I mean, where has all of our common sense gone to, people? Where is the truth? Where are the truth tellers? What tellers? Where is everybody? More than 400 former and current collegiate, professional, and Olympic athletes urged the NCAA to not ban transgender athletes from women's college sports, according to a letter sent Tuesday. My God, we have lost our minds. We implore you, the NCAA's highest governing body and members of an organization focused on supporting the well-being of not just athletes, but sport itself, to focus on the long documented needs of NCAA athletes of all genders, the letter said. We implore you to focus efforts on developing policies driven by research, education, collaboration, and policy to promote a healthy and safe environment for all athletes, not discriminatory attempts to sideline an entire group of athletes from the sports they love. Well, they got that first part right. We implore you to focus efforts on developing policies driven by research, education, collaboration, and policy to promote a healthy and safe environment for women athletes. Okay? Come on. Oh, you can go finish reading that. I am just beside myself and how we have gotten here. And no, where is everybody? Where is everybody? Like, again, I'm going to go find that. I do have that video on my phone, because thank you to the boy blob who taught me or showed me how to record on my phone to screen capture a video. Thank you. I'm like on fire with that now. I love it. So I was able to capture 30 seconds of Kelly J. Keene talking about how I feel about this. And I'm going to share it, maybe even pin it to the top of my X profile. All right, question of the day. All right, here's a question. Do you think we should ban the transgender books for children in libraries? Now, I'm not saying ban. You can still buy them online. You can still buy them on Amazon, wherever, Barnes & Noble. And don't give me this crap about, well, the poor people, they can't afford to buy. The poor people aren't the ones transing their kids, okay? Poor people have common sense. We know what's going on out here. I have to stand up and say no. We know to the books like that in libraries. No, that's my stance on it, and that's you're not going to change my mind. Do not harm the children. There's a verse in the Bible, something about not harming children. Anyway, that's my question of the day. I know it's not easy and fun, but do you think we should ban the books from the public libraries? All right, that's it for me. Thanks for listening. Gotta go. Bye.
What's that? Who pays your salary? What's that? Who pays? What's that?
We're not a democracy!